弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，能够让我们常常自由地来亲近神。
We thank the Lord that we may come and worship Him, draw near to Him freely.
我想最近有参加教会祷告会的弟兄姊妹就知道，不是在每一个地方的人都能够这么自由地来敬拜神。
And for those brothers and sisters who have been attending the prayer meeting, we know that not every brother and sister in the world can worship God this freely.
常常外面的环境有很多的限制。
Oftentimes they are limited by their circumstances and their surroundings.
但是感谢主，我们的神他叫做以马内利。
But we thank the Lord that His name is Emmanuel.
永远在我们的心灵和诚实里面，我们可以来敬拜他。
And forever we can draw near to Him in spirit and in truth.
在我开始今天讲道的时候，我一开始还是要问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
And before I begin, I still want to ask everyone a question.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天你一个最好的朋友突然来拜访你。
And if a dear friend of yours came and visited you,
这个朋友是你生命里面最好的一个朋友。
And he is considered one of your closest friends.
在他面前，你不需要戴面具，你不需要伪装。
You don't need to pretend. You don't need to. You can completely just be yourself.
你可以很真实的把你的心话，把你的愁苦都告诉他的。
And you can tell him your sorrows and the depth of your heart, and you can share it with him.
那也许因为多年不见，他很关心的问了你一句话。
And perhaps you haven't seen each other for many years, and out of his caring, he asks you this question.
你活得快乐吗
？Are you happy？
弟兄姊妹，也许在别人面前，你不见得会诚实的回答这个问题。
And perhaps before others, you may not answer very honestly.
但是这个朋友，你多年来在他面前 ，always be true to yourself.
And before this friend, you've always been able to be true to yourself.
你不需要撒谎，不需要装假。
You need not to pretend. You need not to lie.
弟兄姊妹，如果他现在问你，你准备怎么回答他
？If he asks you this question now, how would you answer him？
你活得快乐吗
？Are you living happy？
我们知道美国独立宣言里面说人可以有追求生命、自由和快乐的权利。
In the Declaration of Independence, every man has the right to pursue happiness.
在这块地图上，你可以去追求快乐。
And in this land, you can go and pursue happiness.
但是不管独立宣言，不管美国的宪法，却没有赋予人。一个可以免除不快乐的权利。
And regardless of the law, nothing has given us the right to rid of not to seek happiness.
他说你可以有追求快乐的权利，但是却没有办法保障你不快乐，永远快乐。
You have the right to pursue happiness, but it cannot guarantee you that you will have happiness.
萧伯纳曾经说过一句话，他说人生真正的快乐在于你拥有一个伟大的生活目标。
A man once said that you are truly happy when you have a purpose in your life.
我再说一次啊，一个人真正的快乐在于他拥有一个伟大的人生的目标。
And the true joy comes from having a great purpose in life.
齐克果也说过，人生最重要或是最有价值的一件事情，就是找到一个你可以为之生也为之死的人生目标。
Another saying is that if you The purpose in life is that you can find something to live and to die for.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里问我们快乐吗
？And when we ask ourselves, are we happy?
当我们在这里问我们觉得人生活得有意义、有价值吗
？And do we have purpose in this life?
其实许多的人也都已经给我们出了一个答案了。
And many people has already given us an answer.
在于我们是不是有一个高尚、有一个有价值的人生目标
？Rather, we have this life that is purposeful and has honor.
圣经大卫告诉我们，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
And David says, in your presence is fullness of joy, your right hand is blessings evermore.
大卫早就告诉我们那个喜乐的秘诀了。
And David has already told us the secret to joy.
好的，我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
So I place the Lord always before me.
因他在我右边，我便不致动摇。
Because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身要安然居住。
Therefore, my heart rejoices, and I will rest before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们快不快乐
？Brothers and sisters, whether we are happy today.
就算今天没有这个朋友来问我们，让我们都真正的扪心自问自己这个问题。
Even if this friend have not asked you this question today, may we ask ourselves this question today?
人一生不过七十。岁强壮的八十岁
We but have 70 years of strong 80 years in this life.
其中可以经夸的不过劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，一切如飞而去。
In the midst of sorrows and is fleeting very quickly.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不在人生的路上那么清楚找到一个 永恒价值的人生目标的话，
and in this life we found a purpose for eternity,
我们活着就不会快乐的。
Then unless we find it, we will not be happy.
至少我们里面不会有一种那么踏实的成就感。
And at least there is no certainty of accomplishment.
我们常常活在失迷和劳苦愁烦的里面。
We will always be in doubt and being weary.
我们常常成为环境的奴隶。
And we will be slaves to our environment.
环境只要一有变动，我们整个人就过波浪式的生活。
And as soon as our environment changes, we change with it.
我们一有一些事情不顺心的时候，我们整个人就失去了安息，而活在搅扰的里面。
As soon as the environments do not go according to our hearts, we live in doubt and we live in worry.
当我们真有一个清楚的人生目标的时候，
But when we have a clear purpose in this life,
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生会不一样。
Our lives will no longer be the same.
大卫告诉我们，喜乐的秘诀在于把主摆在我们的面前。
David told us the secret is to place the Lord always before you.
我们以他为我们人生的标杆。
And have Him as the purpose in this life.
在你面前有满足的喜乐。
And before you there is fullness of joy.
一个活在主面前的人，一个把主摆在他生活面前的人，他一定有满足的喜乐。
And someone who lives before the Lord and places the Lord always before him, he will have joy.
不管外面环境有多少的难处，
Regardless of the environment, regardless of the difficulty,
他可以生病，他可以失业，
He can be in illness and he can be unemployed.
然而在他里面有一个不能够震动的安息和喜乐。
But in him there is this peace and this joy that is unshakable.
齐克果告诉我们，人最大的价值在于找到一个可以为之生也为之死的人生目标。
And the saying that the greatest meaning is to find something that you can live and die for.
保罗告诉我们，
And Paul says,
我活着是主的人，死也是主的人。
I live for him and I die for him.
我或活或死都是主的人。
Whether I live or I die, I belong to him.
我或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Whether I live or I die, that Christ may be magnified through me.
弟兄姊妹，在这个人的里面，他有一个这么清楚的人生标杆。
And in this person, he has a very clear goal in his life.
他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
He says, brother, I do not count myself as having already attained it.
我只有一件事情。
But I have but one thing.
只有一件事情。
But one thing,
我忘记背后努力面前。
I forget the past and I press towards the goal.
他说我是向着标杆直跑。
And he runs towards the goal.
我也要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头找我来得的奖赏。
And to lay hold of the gift that Christ has called me.
所以他整个的人生标杆这么清楚。
So his entire purpose for his life is so clear.
一方面他就是要竭力的得着基督。
And with all his might, he wants to lay hold of Christ.
而另外一方面他说，或生或死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But he said, whether I live or die, that Christ may be magnified through me.
他要在每一个的环境里面得着主。
That in every circumstance, he wants to lay hold of the Lord.
他要在每一个环境的里面活出耶稣来。
And in every circumstance, he wants to live out Christ.
流露出耶稣的生命和祝福来。
To flow out the life and the blessings of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，当他的标杆这么清楚的时候，
Brother and sister, when he has such a clear goal,
不仅仅生和死的大事他这么清楚，
and he's so certain, he has certain, a great understanding about life and death.
连生活最细微的事情他都为了这个标杆而活着。
And even the details within his days, he lived toward this goal.
所以他说，无论或吃或喝，总为荣耀神而活。
He said, whether I eat or whatever I drink, I do it for the glory of God.
不仅仅生死的大事他为了神而活。
And the big things concerning life and death, he does it for the Lord.
他生活里面最小的事情，
But even the intricate details,
连吃跟喝，
and even what he eat and what he drinks.
所以你吃排骨餐为主吃，感谢主。
And if you eat pork chops, eat it for the Lord, thank God.
你说什么？我上次就有预感，我说我讲的话以后一定会得罪姊妹们。
I'm sorry. I know that my words may offend some of the sisters.
所以已经有很多人来纠正我了。他弟兄啊，排毒餐没有那么难吃啊。
And some sister already came and told me that these healthy food aren't bad for you. They're not that bad tasting.
那很多人甚至来帮我设立保护层啊。
And they even come and establish boundaries for me.
那天我跟念慈跟我哥哥嫂嫂出去吃饭。
And one day, Sister Nancy and myself went and have dinner with my brother and his wife.
我们才点完菜。
And after we made our orders,
我一想不对劲，我就跟 waiter 说：“你赶快走。”
And I say, waiter, please leave quickly.
我还是慢了一步，我嫂嫂就跟他说：“少加盐啊。”
And my sister-in-law said, put a little less salt.
我哥哥跟我说，红姐没有用的啦。
And my brother told me, 红姐 there's no use. Even if you forgot to tell the waiter, your sister-in-law will go in the kitchen and tell them to put less salt. No matter what we eat and what we drink, it's for the glory of God. And for these health food that is difficult to put down, just do it for the Lord. And Psalm 91 says we may live long in our days that salvation may be revealed to us. It's not just have a few more breaths, but to experience the salvation deeper. And as we began, Joshua asked Brent Sister three questions. And I know this generation is very forgetful, so I will remind you one more time.
第一个问题,
first question.
你有确定的人生目标吗?
Do you have a clear goal for this life?
我不是要标准答案啊, 我要真正的答案。
And I do not want a standard answer. I want an answer from you. What is the purpose for your life?
如果到了第三次我讲到了,你还没有写出来的话, 弟兄姊妹啊,
and after the third message and the third time I asked you the same question, you still do not know, then woe unto you in this life.
我记得我曾经跟你们讲过,
I remember sharing with you guys that one time I read this phrase and it was a great reminder for me.
他说你昨天怎样过你的生活?
He said, how did you live your days, how did you live your life yesterday?
你今天还是怎样过你的生活?
And today is how you will live it.
如果你明天还是用同样的方式和态度过你的人生的生活的话,
and if tomorrow you live with the same attitude in the same way,
很可能你一辈子就是这样过一生,
and perhaps you will live the rest of your days this way.
人需要长进,
man, we must improve.
人需要有突破,
and we must have breakthroughs.
弟兄姊妹, 如果不止三个礼拜, 我现在是隔一个礼拜讲一次, 所以已经六个礼拜了,
this is probably the sixth week.
弟兄姊妹,六个礼拜了, 你这个mission statement, 人生的目标还没写出来的话,
and if you do not yet have your purpose in life written down, perhaps the rest of your days would be as how you live now. Do you have a certainty of what is this purpose?
如果没有的话, 请你现在跟主许个愿, 今天回家一定要写出来。
And I pray that you would make a covenant with God today, that today when you go home, you will establish it.
不是标准答案啊, 不要马上就写主, 你是我的标杆。
It is not a standard answer, and Lord, you are my goal.
要 be true.
Be true. That it may really be your purpose in life.
第二,
secondly,
这个标杆,
this purpose,
具有永恒的价值吗?
Does it have an eternal value?
它合乎神的旨意吗?
Is it according to God's will?
其实神给所有受造的人类只有一个标杆。
So God has given all man but one purpose.
我们只是要去发现, 认识并且活在其中就是了。
We are to discover it, to know it, and to live in the midst of it.
第三,
the third question. Are you truly living for this purpose? When you're making your decisions, and when you are going through your days, and when you're dealing with men, and when you come through different circumstances, are you connected to this goal in all things?
如果是真的,
if it is true,
真的意向一定影响我们一切的生活, 言行和侍奉。
And a true vision will influence the way you live, the way you speak, and the way you do things.
所以你们不要觉得我在讲形而上的东西。
And do not think that I am speaking of something that is very far-fetched.
一个抽象的东西。
Something that is just imaginable.
弟兄姊妹, 神的救恩里面没有抽象的。
And in God, there's nothing is imaginable.
都是我们可以经历,
they are all things that we can experience and lay hold of.
如果这个东西真是在我们的里面,
if this thing is truly in us, it will influence every aspect of our life.
影响保罗, 影响到一个地步, 他说我无论或吃或喝,
and again, Paul says, whether I eat or whatever I drink, I do it for the glory of God.
一个没有崇高人,
and if a person does not have a purpose in this life,
一个没有永恒价值的一个人生,
and this purpose is, does not have eternal value,
早晚有一天,
sooner or later,
不用人说我们,
nobody needs to tell you,
我们心里面会后悔,
you will have regrets.
我们会承认它是一个没有价值的人生。
And you will acknowledge that I have lived a life that is without purpose.
先不要讲将来的有没有奖赏或是处罚好了。
Let's put aside whether we will be rewarded or whether we will be punished.
一个没有崇高目的、没有永恒价值的人生，它也一定是一个混乱的人生。
A life that has no purpose is a life of chaos.
因为当你没有目标的时候
，And if you have no purpose,
而任何一件事情都可以吸引你
，Everything can draw you.
当你没有确定目标的时候
If you do not have a set direction,
任何一条路都不是错的路了
And every path could be the right path.
当你没有确定的人生目标的时候
And if you do not have a clear life purpose,
你任何的一个拣选都无关紧要
Every choice is irrelevant.
还是弟兄姊妹当我们有确定人生标杆的时候
But brothers and sisters, if we have a clear, precise goal,
不仅仅有价值
but, not only do we have value,
我们的方向这么清楚而不混乱
And our direction is clear.
我记得我两年前跟你们讲过一个故事。
And I remember 2 years ago I shared a story with you all.
我犹豫了很久不敢讲，因为有人跟我说我十年前讲的故事他都记得。
And I was a little hesitant because someone had reminded me that the stories I tell 10 years ago they still remember.
讲的真理容易忘记，讲的故事你们都记得。
And the truth you guys all forgot, but the stories you all remember.
尤其吃了排毒餐以后，脑筋更清楚。
Especially after eating these health food, you have become more clear.
他在从前有一个很有钱的人。
And there was a very wealthy person.
他在乡下买了一栋别墅。
He bought a mansion in the countryside.
好像有人开始点头了，记得这个故事。
People are nodding now, like they've heard this before.
当那个别墅盖好了以后
，And when that mansion was completed,
他终于有一天抽空去度假，去享受他所盖的别墅。
And he finally took the time off to go and enjoy this mansion.
有一天白天早晨起来，他出去散步。
One morning he went out for a stroll.
终于离开了那个嘈杂的城市。
And he's departed from that chaotic city.
还有那些烦恼的事情。
And all the things that worries him.
他在田野散步。
And he was walking.
他就看见农夫在那里插秧。
And he saw the farmer planting.
又有人点头了，你们的记忆慢慢恢复了。
Your memories are coming back. More and more people are nodding.
他就发现这个人怎么搞得擦得这么快，而且擦得这么整齐。
And he was really amazed how fast the farmer planted and is so neatly planted.
所以等到那个农夫休息的时候，他就问他，他说：“老兄啊，你怎么能够做到这件事情
？”And he went and asked the farmer, "How did you do it so well?"
啊，这个农夫是我们成人主日学这个 department 要招募的最好的童工。
And this is the one person that our Sunday school teacher needs to recruit.
他不讲道理，他说你先试试看。
And he doesn't give him the doctrine. He said, "Go and try it."
他就给了他一把这个稻苗，让他自己下去插。
And he gave him a bundle of germinated seeds and asked him to go and plant.
这个有钱人富翁很高兴，卷起袖子就下去了，就开始。
So this rich man pulled up his sleeves and he went into the field and started planting.
插得乱七八糟，东倒西歪的。
And it was all over the place.
回来以后，他就还是问同样的问题。他更想知道 How did you do it?
And he came back and he said to the farmer, "How did you do it?
你怎么可以做得到呢
？How are you able to plant it so neatly?"
他就告诉他。
And he told him again.
他说你一定要找到一个确定的目标。
He said you have to look at a target.
然后你对着那个目标，你就开始这样子插。
And by that target, you start planting.
隔着一定的距离，这样看着他插下去。
And equal distance, and you just keep on going.
他又抓了一把，你再试试看。
So he gave him another bundle. He said, "Go try again."
所以他又开始试了。
And he started again.
其实就看着东西就这样子插。
So he was looking at something from afar, and he started to plant.
这一次比第一次好多了。
And it was much better than the first time.
整齐多了。
It was so much neater.
但是等到他插完的时候，发现是一条抛物线。
And when he looked back, he realized he curved away from where he was supposed to go.
它不是一条直的。
And the farmer had planted very straight.
所以他就回来再问他，他说为什么
？And he came and asked the farmer again, "How come?"
那农夫就问他说，什么是你的目标
？And the farmer asked him, "What was your target?"
他说在那个旁边草地上正在吃草的那只老牛啊。
And it was that water buffalo eating grass along the side.
你知道牛吃草会一面吃一面往前走的。
You know this animal as he eats, he keeps on treading.
所以换句话说，他找了一个。不是确定的目标，是一个会移动的目标。
In other words, he did not find a firm target, but a target that was constantly moving.
弟兄姊妹，所以我问了第二个问题：为什么我们需要找到一个永恒价值的目标
？And the second question: Have we found a purpose that it has eternal value?
因为这个目标真是从神而来的话，它是不需要改变的。
And if this purpose comes from God, it will never change.
因为我们只有一个标杆。
Because we have but one purpose.
保罗说：“我只有一件事情。”
And Paul says, "I have but one thing."
他 而就是要向着这个标杆去跑。
And to run towards the goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天我们的生活如何。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know how we live our days.
有没有确定的标杆
？Do you have a certainty of what you're going to do?
这个标杆稳定吗？有永恒的价值吗
？Is this purpose firm? Does it have eternal value?
如果没有的话
，If not.
也就难怪我们活得不快乐。
And it is the reason why we have no joy.
也就难怪我们的生活是充满了混乱。
It is the reason why our lives are full of chaos.
我们要求神把我们带回来。
We need to ask the Lord to bring us back.
哎，圣经的真理和救恩太宝贵了。
And the scriptural truth and salvation is so true.
那我今天要特别把我的力量放在第三个问题。
And I want to put my emphasis on the third question today.
就是到底我们今天是为着这个标杆而活着吗？
Are we living for this purpose today?
到底在这个天路的历程里面，我们现在在哪里？
In this heavenly pilgrimage, where are we?
我们已经走到哪了？
Where are we along this path?
我想我们都做过国际航线，不然在座的不晓得你从台湾、香港跟中国大陆怎么来的。
And I think everybody here has been on international flights.
你要游到台湾或台湾游到大陆还可以，但游不到美国的。
And you go from country to country and eventually to America.
所以当我们坐飞机的时候，常常我们常常会发现一个，它有一个这个航线图，对不对
？And we see that there is the flight path.
San Francisco 在这里，然后台北或者北京在这里。
And San Francisco is here, and Peking and Taipei is here.
然后过一段时间，它就会画出一条线，是飞机现在到哪了啊
？And it will display as approximately where the plane is along the path.
啊，前六个小时我都不想看，因为都知道还好远。
And the first six hours, I really do not care to look because I think I'm still really far.
越到后面，我就越想看是不是快到了。
And as we get closer and closer to the destination, I pay more attention.
啊，弟兄姊妹，到底我们在走我们人生的路程
？And when we're walking in this path in life,
我们现在到了哪里呢
？Where are we?
我们知不知道我们在走
？Do you know that you are still progressing？
我们知不知道我们走到哪了
？Do you know where you are？
我们知不知道我们往哪去
？Do you know where you are going？
有一次，我们大概有300多个传道人接受一个美国很有名的一个讲道学的这个教授啊，在给我们上课。
And about 300 pastors, we came to a class of a very famous professor, theological professor.
那这个笑话是传道人自己听可以，你们不能讲给我们听的。
And this is a joke among pastors, and not for you to me.
他说我们很多传道人讲道啊，跟哥伦布发现新大陆是一样的。
And many of us preachers, we speak like Columbus finding America.
他说他出发的时候，他不知道他要往哪里去。
They say when he departs, he really doesn't know where he's going.
他到了美洲的时候，他不知道这里是什么地方。
And when he landed, he did not know where he landed.
等到他回去的时候，他也不知道他到底到过了的地方是什么地方。
And when he went back home, he really did not know where he was.
他说我们很多传道人上了讲台，上台前不知道自己要往哪里去，要讲什么。
Many times pastors go on start speaking, they don't know where they're going.
那整堂讲到呢？不仅仅弟兄姊妹不知道我们在讲什么，连我们自己都不知道在讲什么。
And as we're speaking, not only does the brother and sister not know what we're talking about, but we ourselves don't know what we're talking about.
等到讲完以后，弟兄姊妹也不记得我们讲了什么，我们自己也不记得讲了什么。
And after all's been said and done, nobody remembers what's said, and I don't remember what's been said.
你们知道为什么这个笑话只有传道人可以讲给传道人
？Do you know why this joke is only among pastors?
弟兄姊妹不光是传道人啊。
It's not only for pastors.
我们的人生一样。
Our lives the same way.
你到底知不知道往哪里去
？Do you know where you're going？
那你知不知道你现在在哪里
？Do you know where you are standing？
当你人生结束的时候，你回头一看，你能够说你真知道你人生走过了哪些地方
？At the end of your life, and you look back, can you really account for the things you've gone through？
所以我们很希望求主帮助我们来认识我们自己，给我们的天路历程把把脉。
And we ask the Lord.That to give us wisdom that along this spiritual pilgrimage that we may gauge where we are.
我们都被神摆在这条路上。
Because we are all placed along this way.
那我今天呢，稍微退后一步。
And I will step back a little bit today.
或许不应该说退后，应该是往高处一步。
And actually, in other words, actually just elevate ourselves on a higher ground.
从高处看一下这个天路历程的辽瞰图。
And we look at this spiritual pilgrimage from a higher elevation.
因为旧约有一幅这么清楚的图画，讲到我们整个基督徒蒙恩的过程。
And the Old Testament paint a very an excellent picture of a Christian's path.
你听完以后，你就知道你其实已经在路上了。
Whether you know it or not, you're already on this path.
只是我们需要知道我们到底到了哪了。
But you need to know where you are.
我们不希望我们都是倒闭旷野的那一群。
And I pray that we are not those who have perished in the wilderness.
而是能够真正进入了神应许之地的那一群人。
But that group who can truly enter into the promised land.
我们说过神为我们每一个人都预备了一份美好的产业。
And we say that God has prepared for each and every one of us a wonderful inheritance.
他在我们每一个人的身上都有一个纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
And each and every one of us is a good and beautiful will.
让我们来承受他一切的祝福
that we may inherit all of his blessings.
让我们来承受他那美丽那个圣洁的生命
and that his wonderful will and his wonderful nature.
所以在圣经里面有一幅很清楚的图画
the scripture paint a wonderful picture.
用神百姓的经历来做例子
and has used the experience of God's people as an example.
这个看不到了，对不起哈。你这边看到一个老摩西拿着拐杖。
You see Moses standing before the Red Sea.
他带着百姓出埃及。
As leading the people out of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹出埃及。
And coming out of Egypt.
在出埃及之前发生了一件重大的事情让他们可以出来知不知道什么事情
And before exiting Egypt, something significant happened. You remember what that was?
逾越节对不对
The Passover.
弟兄姊妹逾越节跟出埃及，这是我们基督徒整个救恩的根基。
And the Passover and exiting Egypt is the foundation of every Christian.
逾越节说到我们经历了羔羊的救赎。
And the Passover speaks of us receiving the redemption of the Lamb.
所有相信神警告的人。
Everybody who's believed the warning from God.
神的儿女们。
And the children of God.
他们做了一件事情，他们杀羊羔。
They did one thing. They slain the lamb.
然后把血涂在门楣上。
And they took its blood and put it on its door frames.
而那一天，当灭命的天使起来巡行全地的时候
，And when the angel came and sought out the lamb,
所有门楣上没有血的人
，And every door that had not the blood,
那审判临到他们。
Judgment came.
所有看见血的
，And whenever they saw blood,
灭命的天使就 pass over, 就越过去了。
And the angels passed by.
所以全家人躲在房子里面
，And the entire family was inside the house.
外面有血成为他们的保护
，And the blood was their protection.
里面在这里吃羔羊，享受羔羊
，And inside they were eating the lamb, enjoying the lamb.
这是你我蒙恩的故事。
Brothers, this is the story of our salvation.
没有这个就没有底下的事情。
If we do not have this, nothing else will go on.
但是这些不过是救恩的根基。
But these are but the foundations.
然后接着他们出埃及。
And then they exited Egypt.
出埃及说到从法老、从世界的辖制、捆绑里面被释放出来。
And this exodus speaks of setting free from the bondage of Pharaoh and from the world.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
其实很多我们属神的儿女们
many children of God。
在逾越节跟出埃及之间就已经拉长了好长的年日。
And they've extended many, many years between the Passover and actually exiting Egypt.
在旧约的图画里面。
And in this picture of the Old Testament.
或许应该说在神的心意和救恩的这个计划里面。
And actually we should say this according to the purpose and the plan of God's salvation.
一个人如果真这么清楚知道羔羊救赎了他让他脱离了神公义圣洁的审判。
If a person truly knows that the Lamb has delivered him and saved him from the judgment of God.
在他里面一定会产生一个回应起来跟随神。
Something will naturally respond out of him to say, I must follow him.
他愿意脱离这个世界，在他身上的诱惑、捆绑和辖制。
And to leave this world, all its temptation and all its constraints.
所以在旧约，神的百姓是当夜吃，第二天就上路了。
In the Old Testament, the people of God ate that night, and the next day they left.
但是看看我们今天都还是常常说，人在江湖，身不由己。
And we still say today we're in the world and we can't help ourselves.
很多的事情把我们留在了埃及。
And so many things kept us in Egypt.
弟兄姊妹，所以逾越节跟羔羊，这是讲到我们的第一步。
But this is the very first step. It's the Passover and the Exodus.
走路的根基和预备。
And this is the preparation before we can even begin walking.
那接着他们被带到了旷野。
And then they were led into the wilderness.
看下一张，这个灯亮，所以你们看不太清楚啊。那他们出了埃及以后，过了红海，他们就沿着这条路一直往下走。走到西乃旷野，西乃山去。
And after exiting Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea. They trekked south and went to the mountain of Sinai.
然后在西乃旷野，他们领受了山上的样式，神也颁布了圣别生活的条例给他们。
And at Sinai, the Lord gave them the pattern on the mount and gave them the ordinance on how they ought to live.
所以从出来到这边住了大概将近一年的时间。
And they were there for about a year.
然后他们又继续往迦南地区。
And they then began to progress toward Canaan.
那么他们到了加底斯巴尼亚的时候，其实离迦南地只剩下11天的路程了。应该很快就可以进去了。
They were very, very close to Canaan. They were almost right at the doorway.
所以整个旷野的路程基本上应该两年之后就应该可以进迦南地了。
And realistic speaking, within 2 years, they could enter into Canaan.
但是我们知道，在加底斯巴利亚发生了一件事情，他们十二个探子回来报信息的时候。
When the spies came back and reported to the people of their findings,
他们一面报好消息，说那个地真是丰富，真是牛奶与蜜。
And they said, indeed, the land is a land of milk and honey, and it is rich.
神真是给我们预备了好丰富的产业，真的像神所应许摩西说的一样。
And God has indeed prepared a wonderful place, just as Moses said.
就像这么多传道人跟弟兄姊妹讲过的道一样。
And just like the so many preachers share with you in time past.
但是很可惜的，这十二个探子里面有十个就加上了，但是。
But of the 12 spies, 10 said, but.
他说那个地方虽然好，但是仇敌非常的强悍。
The place was indeed wonderful, but the enemies are fear.
他们高得像个巨人一样。
And they are giants.
我们像个蚱蜢。
And we are but grasshoppers before
them. 我们看他们是这样，他们看我们也是这样。
We see them as such, and they see us the same way.
百姓听完以后就开始埋怨了。
And when the people heard this news, they began to grumble.
百姓开怨，听完以后就开始造反。
And they began to revolt.
他们不肯付代价，不肯进去。
They weren't willing to pay the price, and they did not want to enter in.
他们甚至要拿石头砸死摩西和约书亚。
And they even wanted to stone Moses and Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，神管教他们。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord judged them.
所以本来两年之后就可以进应许之地的。
And in 2 years, they could have entered in.
申命记第二章告诉我们，他们就折回哈，又回来了。
And Deuteronomy chapter 2 says they returned.
本来已经走到那边了，又被逼的倒回来。
And they were already close to their destination, yet they turned around.
然后接着就在以东地希尔山这边绕行。
And they circled in the land of Edom.
绕了38年。
For 38 years.
弟兄姊妹，在这条的路上。
And in this path.
属灵的路必须是直达的。
And the spiritual path should be a straightforward path.
当我们不学功课的时候。
And when we aren't willing to learn.
当我们不顺服神的时候。
And we're unwilling to obey God.
当我们从这条正路上偏差出去的时候。
And when we deviate from the path.
弟兄姊妹，不管你出去绕多少的日子。
We don't know how many years we'll lose.
也许在你绕行的日子里面。
And in the process of you circling.
你还是有聚会。
You still go to meeting.
你还是有读经。
And you still have Bible study.
你还是有过所谓的基督徒好像基督徒的生活。
And you still have the so-called Christian living.
可是当我们不是走在这条正路上的时候。
But when you're not walking along the path.
我们不过在浪费我们自己的时日。
We are wasting our days.
我们在这里白白受苦。
And we are suffering in vain.
我们在这里虚度我们的人生。
And we are wasting away our lives.
早晚神要再把我们带回到原来的路上。
Sooner or later, the Lord will lead us back to the right path.
所以圣经告诉我们，当他们三十八年绕行之后。
And after the 38 years of wandering,
他们又回到同样的点。
They got back to the exact same place.
他们又再继续往前去。
And they progressed forward from there.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我都在这条属天的路上。
Brothers, you and I were all on the spiritual pilgrimage.
所以我刚刚问的第三个问题。
And the third question that I asked.
到底我们今天真正为着这个伟大的目标而活着吗？
Are we living indeed for this great purpose?
我们可以跑出去。
We could deviate from it.
我们可以犯罪退后。
We could sin and backslide.
我们可以软弱失败。
We could become weak and fall.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们都不要耽延我们的时间。
But brothers, do not delay.
让我们随时归回。
We can always return.
凭着信心再往前。
By faith, move forward.
能够像保罗说的，忘记背后，在努力面前。
Just as Paul says, forgetting the past and press forward.
我们里面的生命就是一个会犯罪的生命。
Our life, our nature is a life of sin.
我们里面的生命本质就是一个属肉体的生命。
And our nature and this flesh,
我们这个人生命就是一个软弱的生命。
It is indeed weak.
所以犯罪跌倒都难免。
And the sin and the fall, it's in a way very natural.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果我们有一个这么清楚的永恒的标杆在我们面前的时候。
But brothers and sisters, we have a clear purpose before us.
当我们每一次失败滑跌之后。
And every time after we fall and slip.
在我们里面一定会产生一个催促。
And in us there would be a cry.
叫我们赶快回到路上来。
Return quickly.
你可不可以往下放四张照片啊，对对，就这个。到神的路必须是直达。
And the path to God must be straight.
你们看得到吗？我们从这里出发，一路往前走。
If we start from the bottom and go straight up.
假装现在文涛走到这了。我不要讲文涛，讲我好了。假装我走到这了。
Let's say I am here.
可是在我之前呢，我曾经出去绕过路。
And before I got to the middle portion, I actually deviated from my path.
弟兄姊妹，当我们偏离正路的时候，我们里面一定知道的。
And when we have deviated from the right path in us, we know.
关键是我们肯不肯 any time make a U-turn to God.
And the critical point is whether we are willing to make a U-turn to God.
我们是不是愿意立刻折回回到正路上去？
Are we willing to turn to the right path?
到神的路必须是直达的。
And the way to God must be straight.
对，当我们出去绕行的时候，
And when we deviate from it,
我们越晚回来，我们越浪费我们的时间。
And if we delay, we are wasting our time.
我们越在外面放纵自己，我们越在这里消耗，在这里亏损我们的人生。
And we let loose our living, we are actually suffering.
等到我们回来以后
，And when we come back,
我们里面就会有一种说不出来的踏实。
And when we come back to the right path, there is
我想每一个软弱跌倒而归回的人都会有这种经历。
And I believe everyone who's returned onto this path have this experience.
当我们一离开主的时候，我们就失去了平安。
And when we leave the Lord, we lose that peace.
我们失去了安息和最深的满足。
And we lost that peace and the full satisfaction.
只有当我们真正回到神的面前
，Only when we come back to God.
我们求他赦免我们的失败和跌倒。
We ask God to forgive us of our falling away.
我们仰望他的怜悯和扶持。
We look unto his mercy and his care.
我们在他恩典怜悯的底下重新上路的时候。
And in his grace and his mercy, we begin this journey once again.
我们里面有一种说不出来的一种踏实和失而复得的喜乐。
And there is this joy that is unspeakable, but with certainty.
如果不回来，我们是继续的愁苦。
And if we do not come back, we will be in sorrow still.
几时回来，几时得安息。
And whenever you return, you will have rest.
就像圣奥古斯丁他的这个写的话。
Just like Saint Augustine wrote these words.
他说：“哦，要何时不再流荡？”
When shall it be that I will not wander anymore?
所有脚踪向你而往。
And all of my footstep goes toward you.
因为他曾经经历过犯罪跌倒。
Because he himself experienced sinning and falling away.
而当他在软弱里面的时候。
And in his weakness when he has fallen.
在他里面有一个很深的呼喊。
And there's a deep cry within him.
那个呼喊相信我们都会 echo, 都会赞同的。
And I believe everybody will echo with his cry.
他说我心痛苦不能安息。
And my heart is sorrowful and has no rest.
除非我心安息于你。
Unless my heart rests in you.
我心痛苦不能安息，除非我心安息于你。记不记得这条歌？
Do you remember that song?
然后他底下就说到：“哦，要何时不再流荡
？”So when will you cease your wandering？
所有脚踪向你而往。
Let all my footsteps be toward you。
弟兄姊妹，也许我们经过了失败，回来以后不久我们又出去了。
And perhaps after we've gone on the path, soon after we will depart again。
但是过去跌倒的那种虚空痛苦的经历
，But the feelings that we have of loss and emptiness。
但是过去那种归回以后重得的喜乐和平安
，and having the joy of knowing what is it like to return onto the path，
可能都会促使我们早一点回头
，and will encourage us to return sooner。
一次又一次，当我们滑跌，我们回来，滑跌，我们回来
，and every time we fall, we come back。
在我们人生的路上，我们会更快的回来了
，and we will return quicker in this path。
甚至当我们随时滑跌，我们随时归回。
Even every time we fall, we return。
那我们可以在主的路上不断的往前去
，and we can walk along this path towards the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，所以当神的百姓出了埃及，进到了旷野
，Brothers and sisters, when the people of God departed from Egypt and is in the wilderness，
他们在这旷野这一路上往前去
，and along the wilderness they kept on going。
他们从各种的角度来经历来认识神
and from every angle and every aspect they came and experienced God
我从来没想到时间过得这么快
never realized time would move so quickly
在这三十八年或是四十年旷野的生活里面
and the 40 years of wandering the wilderness
我想很多人都读过出埃及记民数记
and I think everybody knows Exodus and Numbers
你们觉得他们在旷野里面最主要的经历有哪些
What were the key experiences in the wilderness?
从他们的经历里面，你如果不容易找出来，那么你想想看，在你蒙恩得救以后，整个人生的路上，你对主的经历有哪几方面？
And if you cannot express it, think in terms of your life in this process of being saved, what were the key experiences that you had with the Lord?
当你想出答案的时候，其实它是遥遥相对的。
And when you come to the answers, you realize that they're really very, very similar to what is written in Scripture.
整个旧约的图画。
And the picture of the Old Testament.
神百姓的经历。
And the experience of God's people.
跟今天你我新约的子民的经历非常的 match。
And the experience that we go through in the New Testament time is very much the same.
我想因为神的恩典哈，让你们今天逃过了我的考试。
And I think perhaps with God's grace you have escaped my test.
我把这五个答案告诉你。
And I'll just tell you the answers.
第一个
，First of all,
经历神丰富的供应。
And to experience God's full supply.
对不对？在旷野里面这38年的时间里面，他们吃马拉。喝灵粮喝活水。
And in 38 years, they ate the manna and they drank the living water.
所以在生命记里面讲，这40年里面，你们衣服没有穿破，鞋没有脚没有走肿，粮食从来不缺乏的。
In Deuteronomy, Moses testified that your clothes was not worn, your shoe was not worn, and you always had food.
大卫说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And David says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
有没有任何的弟兄姊妹，你不用出来哈。你可以在这里举手做见证，说神真是一路上供应的我。
Can anybody raise your hand and testify that all the way the Lord has provided
for me? 不光是肉身的、精神的，尤其是属灵的，神一路上都信实的供应我们。
Not only the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual, the Lord has supplied us in all manners.
可以这样做见证的人举举手吧。
Anybody who could testify, raise your hand.
感谢神，对不对？神真是信实的。
The Lord indeed is faithful.
从来没有一天叫他们饿。
Not one day did they go hungry.
你看百姓倒闭旷野，没有一个人是饿死的。
And the people fell in the wilderness, not one fell because of hunger.
就连他们犯罪跌倒被神管教的时候，天天都有马拉，神从来不降下他的供应。
Even when they sinned and God was disciplining them, God still provided food, the manna for them each day.
因为当我们想到这个，我们都该感谢神。
And when we think about this, we should thank God.
多少时候我们对不起他，但是他还是爱我们。
And so many times, we
还是那么丰富的供应我们。
He supplied unto us so abundantly.
不光是外面经济的需要，更是我们属灵的需要。
And not only the economical needs or spiritual needs.
第二件事情。
And secondly,
他们经历神亲自的引导。
And they experienced the personal leading of the Lord.
在旷野里面，云柱火柱在他们面前带领他们。
The pillar of fire and the pillar of clouds proceeded before them.
一生我蒙救主引领。
All the days the Lord leads me.
弟兄姊妹，民数记第九章更告诉我们，他是按着站在带领我们。
And number nine, Numbers chapter 9, the Lord has led us according with his staff.
他是 by stages.他是有计划的，一步一步的带领我们。
And by stages, he has led us.
用他心中的纯正，手中的巧妙带领我们。
According to the goodness and the pureness of his heart.
所以，当我们每一个人回头的时候，我们都能够说，你是用恩典作为我们连水的冠冕。
And when we turn back, we will say, God, with your grace and mercy, you crowned us in this life.
我的路径都滴下了脂油。
And all of my path is filled with fatness.
我们能不能见证耶和华是我的牧者，亲自带领我
？Can we?Testify that God has led us.
感谢主，连长的都先举手了，都应该可以做见证的。第三
，Thirdly，
我们在这里经历神的启示，认识了神的旨意。
And we come to know the God's revelation and His will.
所以当他们来到西乃山下的时候
，And when they come to the Mount Sinai,
神把圣洁生活的条例颁布给他们
，And God has given them the decree of holy living.
让他们认识了神的所事和神的性情
，That when they know who God is and His nature,
知道这是一个怎样的神
，And to know who this God is.
家有家规，对不对
？And there are family rules.
你怎么管孩子，就让人家看出你是一个怎样的人。
How you discipline your children, people will know who you are.
那神怎样定这些旧约的条例，就让我们认识神是一个怎样的神。
And just as how the Lord set these decrees, we know who our God is.
他是个公义的神，是个圣洁的神，是个祭邪的神，是个有怜悯、有慈爱的神。你都可以从这些律例典章里面读出来。
He is just, he is holy, he hates evil, and is full of mercy and loving kindness. We can see it all through his words.
例如说神说不可以骂聋子，不可以骂你。
Moses, you shall not rebuke one another.
不可以骂聋子，对。
You cannot rebuke the deaf.
他根本听不到你骂他，太不公平了。
If he can't hear you, it's not fair for you to scold him.
不可以在瞎子面前摆半截之物。
And you cannot put a stumbling object before the blind.
不可以用母羊的奶去煮他的小山羊羔。
And do not use the milk of the goat to.
你可以从很多律例典章里面去认识一个神是一个怎样的神，这么细微，这么有爱。
To cook the lamb, and through His words, you can see how our God is full of love.
这是圣洁生活的条例。
And this is the requirements for
holy living. 而山上的样式让我们认识了神的旨意。
And the pattern of the mount allow us to know the will of God.
保罗劝我们不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
And Paul says, do not be foolish, but to know the will of the Lord.
所以在我们走天路的一路上，神借着各样的教导，借着各样的环境，让我们认识了神是怎样的神，然后他的旨意到底是什么。
And in this heavenly way, we come to know who God is, and through His will, we know who He is.
对不对？
Isn't that true?
那第四件事情。
And fourthly,
他们在这里经历各样属灵的征战。
And when they experience all sorts of spiritual battles,
他们在一路上面对亚玛利人、迦南人、米甸人、各式各样的人，他们学习属灵的征战。
And they face the Ammonites, the Moabites, and they know and learn the spiritual battle.
在人生的路上里面，他们不逃避，把每一件事情当作一个挑战。
And in this path, in this way of life, they treat each...
把每一个征战就当作一个挑战，一个 challenge.
And they treated every battle as a challenge.
让他们生命成长的机会。
And an opportunity for their life to grow.
训练他们征战的生命能够进到迦南去。
And to train their life to enter into Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，这在我们生活里面都是满了各样的征战，对不对？
But since we have battles in our days.
这是旷野的第四方面。
And this is the fourth aspect of the wilderness experience.
第五方面。
And fifthly.
在这里讲到肉体的显明与被对付。
And the revealing of the flesh and how it's being dealt with.
我讲完这个必须结束了，底下的还是不能再继续讲，要下次讲。
And I need to end after this.
所以在旷野里面第五件事情非常的重要。
And this fifth element is very, very important as well.
这件事情我们认识有多少。
And how much we know of this.
我们对它的态度有多认真。
And how serious our attitude toward it.
几乎就决定了我们在旷野要停留多久。
Will determine how long we will delay in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常不认识我们自己是一个怎样的人。
Brothers and oftentimes we do not know who we are.
在旷野这一路上里面神借的环境来显明。
And through the wilderness and through this path, our God reveals to us who we are. And when God's people encounter difficulties, and the Lord demonstrated His great might to save them. And the Red Sea was split apart. And they crossed it. And the armies of Egypt were swallowed up. And Miriam led the women to sing and to shout and to praise God. Isn't that just like us? And the Lord healed our cancer. And the Lord solved my problem. Hallelujah, praise God.
这不是错啊，连这个没有的话，那更错了。
This is not wrong. This is the way it ought to be.
但是底下，当他们在路上走路
，But after they continue to walk,
水快喝完了。
And when they come to the end of their water supply,
马上就开始埋怨神。
They began to grumble immediately.
他们甚至后悔，觉得为什么要走这条路。
And they even regretted why did we begin this path.
碰到难处的时候
，And when they encounter difficulties,
他们就是埋怨。
And they began to grumble.
他们就是造反。
And they revolted.
他们就是哭嚎。
And they cried out.
我说神的百姓在旷野里面，那三大本领都显出来了。
And these three might of the God's people were all displayed.
喜欢埋怨。
And they loved to grumble.
圣经上记得14次他们得罪神的事情。
And 14 times the scripture mentioned how they
十次都跟埋怨发生关系。
And they angered God because they were complaining.
一顺利的就赞美神。
And when things were going along their way, they praised him.
那个仇敌的威胁被解除了，他们赞美神。
And when the fierceness of their enemy were subdued, they praised God.
他们口渴了，有水喝了，肚子饿了，有东西吃了，他们就赞美神。
When they were thirsty, when they were hungry, and they had food to eat and water to drink, they praised God.
所以只要难处一解决，他们赞美神。
As soon as the trouble were taken care of, they praised God.
需要一满足，他们赞美神。
And once their needs were met, they praised God.
除此以外，他们就埋怨 神。
And aside from these things, they complained.
第二件事情，他们哭。
And secondly, they were crying.
民数记十一章说到他们想要吃肉。
And they wanted to eat meat.
没有肉吃的时候。
And when they did not have meat.
哎呀，他们在那里埋怨说，我们在埃及又有鱼可以吃，又有葱蒜。西瓜、黄瓜都是我们山东老乡爱吃的东西。
And they were complaining that, you know, when we were still in Egypt, we had some meat and we had the melons and the garlic.
他说我们现在在这里什么都没有。
And now we're here in the wilderness, we have absolutely nothing.
其实不是什么都没有。
It's not that we don't have anything.
这就是贪爱世界。
They love the world.
所以他们就开始哭。
And they began to cry.
你去读民数记十一章。
And read Numbers chapter 11.
现在不用读。
Not right now.
圣经上告诉我们说个人站在帐篷的门口，就是每一个家里面的人都站在帐篷的门口，哭嚎，大声哭嚎。
And every person stood at the door of the tent, and they began to cry out loud.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，那天还好是在旷野。
And it's a good thing that they were in the wilderness.
不然天上的神丢脸丢死了。
Or else our God would lose faith.
当妈妈的，如果你带孩子到托亚尔斯，你不给他买玩具，他死气活拉的用尽生命在那边哭叫，你会不会觉得很丢脸？
And mothers, when you take your children to Toys R Us and you won't buy anything for them, and they start screaming and crying.
你怎么叫他，他就在地上滚来滚去，你一碰他，他滚得更大。
And you try to stop him, and he acts up even more.
你不给我买那个东西，我死给你看啊！
If you don't buy for me, I'm going to die before you.
弟兄姊妹，我们很丢脸的。
And it really causes us to lose faith.
前面他们刚刚出埃及的时候，说像军队一样浩浩荡荡就出来了。
And when they came out of Egypt, they were like the army of the living God.
而他们一过红海的时候，不光这个周围的人都吓到了，连迦南地的人，我们先读了，对不对？他们听见他们过红海，人都。惊慌失措，全部都失魂了，吓坏了。
And after they crossed the Red Sea, the people of the land, even nearby nations, they were all with fear and dreaded them.
这些属天君王的儿女，所谓大人的勇士们，在旷野为了没肉吃，都在这个帐篷门口哭啊。
And this army of the heavenly host and of the living God was crying out because they didn't have meat to eat.
而且每一家一起哭，300万个人在哭哎。
And every household was crying out.
啊，那神真的那天丢脸丢大了。
And that day, our God really was put to shame.
那第三个本领就是拿石头打人。
And thirdly, they had stones that they could stone each other.
埋怨得不到，哭得不到，就拿石头砸人。
And if they complain and they cry, they don't get, and they could pick up stones and hit others.
每一次他们拿石头砸人的时候，摩西就伏在地上。
And every time they picked up the stone, Moses prostrated on the ground.
那弟兄姊妹，在旷野里面把我们的整个的肉体暴露出来。
And in the wilderness, our flesh is revealed.
显明我们爱神要神，其实常常还是自私的。
And it reveals that though we love God, we want God, but oftentimes we're still selfish.
还是脱不了自我中心的这件事情。
We cannot depart from self-centeredness.
什么叫做肉体？
What is the flesh?
肉体就是旧造亚当的生命，它一切的表现。
And the flesh is the nature of the old Adam and all its manifestations.
肉体就是我这个己，我这个自私的生命，它一切的欲望和表现。
And the flesh is the manifestation of the self-life.
所以肉体需要被显明，被对付。
And the flesh needs to be revealed and dealt with.
如果不经过这一关呢？
And unless we go through this path.
我们不知道过约旦河是多重要的事情。
And we will not know how important it is to cross the Jordan.
所以我今天是在做预备的工作，因为我下一次要讲真正过约旦河。
And I'm doing the preparation work because next time we'll speak about crossing the Jordan.
我们如果不认识自己里面的真正的可怕的情形，我们就不会想要主来救我们进迦南。
And if we are not aware of how dreadful we are within, we will not need the Lord to lead us into Canaan.
其实一切愁苦叫人失去安息的原因，都是从己出来的。
And all of our sorrow and the things that cause us to lose peace comes out of self.
连我们属灵的追求里面都掺杂了很多的肉体，我们都不知道。
And even our spiritual pursuits has a lot of mingleness with the flesh.
有人说现在在教会里面常常有这个各种的派别。
And there are a lot of denominations and groups within the church.
我们先不去讲那些相咬相吞的情形。
And let's look at something very common.
我们就连讲我们生活的习惯跟背景
，and even our background and what we're accustomed to，
甚至跟我们个性有关的，都会造成人跟人中间的隔阂。
Our personality causes divisions between people。
所以有人说这个，有人在教会里面有所谓的阿门派啊，当你祷告的时候，他就会 Amen， Amen。
And somebody would say there would be an Amen group where they will always say Amen when somebody prays。
另外一派呢，叫做说不出来的叹息派。
And there would be another group that is that sighs endlessly。
就是他不会祷告，他也不吭声的。
And he doesn't know how to pray. He doesn't pray out loud, but he doesn't make a noise either.
所以就是安安静静的，叫做说不出来的叹息派。
And there would be those who who prays with unceasing sorrow or ceasing sigh.
你说阿门呢？这是说不出来的叹息派，就觉得你们这些人太情绪化了。
And those who say Amen will say those who does not have a word are too emotional.
那些说阿门的就觉得你们这些人太死了，太死板了。
I'm sorry. Those who say Amen out loud, they would say, "You guys, the other group are all dead and they're weak."
兄弟们，你会发现，连在很属灵的事情，我们都会有感觉。
And we realize that even on spiritual matters, we may have self mingled within it.
那你开口祷告。说主啊，我真是个大肉体，我是个堕落的人，我真是不好，我满身败坏。
Then when you pray out loud, Lord, I am indeed flesh, I am a sinner, and woe unto me.
那个阿门派给你阿门的话，你也会受伤的。
And when the Amen group says Amen, you'll be hurt.
你会想说，我认罪是我谦卑，我见光，我觉得我是肉体，你怎么可以阿门呢
？And you will say, when I repent, it is my personal business. How can you Amen?
所以阿门派你这个时候阿门呢，他自己还会受伤的呢。
And the Amen groups are actually saying, I acknowledge that I am the same.
那还有人祷告了，跑来跟我们抱怨说他祷告的时候弟兄姊妹都不阿门。
And someone just will complain that when he prays, that nobody says Amen.
那换了某某弟兄祷告的时候，就很多人阿门。
Why is it that so and so pray and people will say Amen?
所以他说受伤了，以后不要再祷告了。
So he was hurt and he said, "Well, I will not pray anymore."
弟兄姊妹，你发现这些这么重要的属灵的生活里面，我们的肉体都在里面。
And even in such an important spiritual matter, you can see the mingling of our flesh.
那更不要说别的了。
And let's not talk about anything else.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识肉体的可怕。
Brothers and sisters, we do not know how terrible the flesh is.
我们永远不能体会过约旦河真正的意义。
We will never truly experience the meaning of crossing the Jordan.
神的百姓在旷野多绕了38年。
And the people of God wasted 38 years in the wilderness.
主要的原因都是因为肉体不够认识自己的肉体。
And the primary reason is because they did not know their flesh.
他们不够能够在神的面前知道我需要放下自己。让我衰微，让基督兴旺在我的里面。
And they did not know the fact that I need to increase and Christ needs to increase.
神花了38年的时间，多花了38年的时间。
And the Lord used 38 additional years.
所以原谅我说，旷野的经历都很宝贵。
And I may say that the experiences in the wilderness are all very precious.
经历神丰富的供应。
To experience the fullness of God.
经历神的引导。
And to lead, the experience is leading.
能够对神旨意，对神自己有认识。
And to understand His will and to know Him.
经历各样属灵的征战。
And to experience the spiritual warfare.
这些都宝贵。
These are all very precious.
而这些让我们进到迦南，在基督里，我们更容易来经历的。
And these allow us to experience God even more as we enter into Christ.
所以旷野的经历重要是重要，但是它不需要拖这么长。
Experiences in the wilderness are very important, but they need not to be prolonged.
我们越早认识肉体的败坏和可怕，而愿意脱离它的时候。
The sooner we know how terrible this flesh is, the sooner we want to depart from it, the better off we are.
越早里面产生一个意愿跟顺服，愿意过约旦河的话。
And the sooner we have we know these things, the sooner we'll have the desire to cross the Jordan.
我们越早可以进到基督里的安息和自由。
And the sooner we'll enter into the rest of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，在我对不起我过了，在我结束的时候，还是回到刚出的问题。
And before we end, I would still want to take everybody back to the original questions.
你活得快乐吗
？Are you happy in this life？
你活得积极吗
？Are you living proactively？
你真的活得得胜吗
？Are you living victoriously？
或许我换一个角度的问。
Perhaps I'll ask you from a different angle。
你愿不愿意活得快乐
？Are you willing to live in the joy？
你我愿不愿意活得积极有价值的人生
？Are you willing to live a life that is proactive and has a purpose？
愿不愿意过一个得胜在基督里的生活
？Are you willing to live a victorious Christian life？
如果愿意的话，我们在这条路上不可以停留。
If you're willing, we cannot linger along this path.
不管我们现在在外面逗留多远
，No matter how far and how long we've been wandering，
我们要做的一件事情就是随时归回。
One thing we must do is to return.
凭信往之。
By faith.Push on.
不管有多少的失败和跌倒
no matter how many times we've fallen,
不管我们多少灰心受伤的事
no matter how many things that cause us grief,
能够像保罗说我只有一件事情
let us be as Paul,
忘记背后努力面前
we forget the past and press on to
弟兄姊妹走主的路
Brothers and sisters, to walk the ways of the Lord,
面对属灵的征战的确是要花代价。
And to face these spiritual battles will require a price.
但是不走主的路。
But if you are not willing to walk along this way,
不肯去面对征战,
and aren't willing to face spiritual battles,
我们的代价更大。
Tragic and fearsome is the price to pay.
我们一起唱272首。我们只唱第一节就好了。
Just verse one. Jesus, our heart thanks you.
是你为我们流血舍身救赎了我们。
For shedding your blood and offering up your body to redeem us.
也是你为我们断开的一切锁链，让我们从世界里面得以释放出来。
And set us from the bounds of this world.
今天我们的脚能够走在这条往荣耀里去的路。
That today we may walk along this journey to the path of glory.
我们心里面何等的感谢你。
Our hearts are so thankful.
主，我们知道这一条是一条生命的路。
Lord, we know this is the path of life.
我们越走，我们要得着更丰盛的生命。
And the farther we go, the more fullness of your life we will gain.
我们知道这一条是蒙福的路。
And we know that this is a blessed way.
一路你的恩典都随着我们。
And all the way your grace has followed us.
我们的路径都满了自由，满了祝福。
And our path is full of blessing and all full of fatness.
我们也知道这条路是一条上行的道路。
And we know that this is an upper way.
一步一步，你让我们的脚更脱离了低下和俗世的生活。
And step by step, you cause us to depart from the abased things.
让我们的脚终向天而去。
And that our first step may go progress forward.
让我们的生命越来越有你的性情。
That our life may have more and more of your nature.
主，我们将我们自己都交在你的手中。
Lord, we give ourselves into your hand.
不管我们过去如何，
no matter how we've been in time past,
不管我们过去昨天如何，
no matter how we've been yesterday,
甚至不管我们刚才如何，
even what we have, how we were just now,
让我们学保罗说我只有一件事，
that we may learn from Paul that we have but one thing,
我要忘记背后，努力面前，
to forget the past and press on forward,
我要向着标杆直跑，
and to run towards the goal.
为了要更多得着基督，
and to lay hold more of Christ,
能够更多活出基督来，
to live more out more of Christ.
主啊，祝福我们，
Lord bless us.
将这个清楚的标杆放在我们人生的里面，
and place this clear goal in our lives.
让我们行走不再失迷，
that we will not walk aimlessly.
让我们行走越走越有力量，
that the more we walk, the stronger we become.
让我们能够忘记所有的忧伤，
that we will forget all the sorrows.
擦干所有的眼泪，
wipe away all our tears.
让我们能够经过以马内利之境，
that when we may tread through Emmanuel's land,
能够来承受你一切的祝福，
to inherit all of your fullness.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请继续把这首歌唱完，我们擘饼。 第二节。